What is up, you beautiful people? Welcome back to another episode of the Built on Bitcoin podcast. This one's a little different. Usually I'm interviewing someone interesting or breaking down all the cool things that happened in the past week on Stacks, but this video doesn't have me at all. Werner, who is a member of the Stacks Advocates DAO, brought together a group of people from around the ecosystem, people like Friedger, Marvin, Philip from Arcadico, Peter from Assidio, among others. And he wanted to talk about the BNS system, which is that .BTC at the end of our names. And they're exploring how could we use these .BTC names as a way to build more trust in certain applications like DEXs. And they also explored ideas like what's the harm that could happen with, say, selling Friedger.BTC, where that name carries weight in the system, and if you were able to just sell it for, you know, 10,000 stacks, Friedger can get his money, that person can assume that reputation. Could they do harm with that because it's assumed that you're interacting with someone like Friedger? So yeah, they cover a lot, and if you want to go into the weeds about some of the nuances of things like this, building in crypto and on stacks, this is a great episode. So let me not say any more. I'm going to turn it over to this recording with the BNS working group and Werner.
Welcome to Built on Bitcoin.
All right, I think we can get started. If nobody objects, I'll see if I can make a recording at least of the sound, and then we can maybe share that later. Okay, the reason we're here is because I'm really excited about being a system, and I know at least Friedke and Hussein are as well. So I was thinking, let's do a meeting and have a little bit of a discussion. I'm actually still expecting Friedke to join as well, but I'll give him an extra ping just to be sure. I think the main idea is, okay, how do we use the BNS system, you know, if at all possible, to add trust to a DEX or to any a decentralized app we're using on the Stacks ecosystem. This was a question from James and Sungmin from StackSwap, and I thought, you know, I can get a group together, I think, to talk about this. I want to skip the formalities and do a really short introduction of everybody. Because I know Philip is only here for about half an hour, so let's just get started and talk about this. But I have Larry, he's fronting the BNS working group, because there are some changes that are wanted in the EEC system, and I think that's something to discuss with the community, so we can do that. We can have those changes and make it an even more useful system. Marvin is here because I know he built the BTC US app, and he's really knowledgeable about the BNS system. Pippi is here from Arcadico. Peter is here from Residio. He's interested in anything that's an NFT, basically. So we should be able to trade them soon as well. And then Huzz is here because he's also very knowledgeable about the BNS system, and he told me once, you know, if you ever have any questions, just come at me and ask. So here they are. All right, so let's just start with the open-ended question. What can we do to improve trust on a DEX? Because we have some people from decentralized exchanges here. Let's see what can we do to ensure that there is trust, or to improve trust by using these decentralized identities. Haz, can I give you the first? Can I give you the floor first? Go ahead. I'll mute my mic now for a second.
Thank you. So I'm actually getting like gonna start from the negative side of things, and it is that names are transferable, right? That is that, and it might seem like a simple thing, you know, but at the same time, like, if we depend on BNS being how we can trust someone is that person, that identity is prone to fungibility, or to being traded, or and that means that reputation is transferred to somebody else. And you can take this one step further. If you know, if we stop, you know, it being transferred, some people just like might sell their seed phrase, right? But this is just like extremely, I don't know, it might happen, might not happen. I'm just thinking of an extremely negative sense, pessimistic sense. And I just wanted to bring that up. But I think
for those of us who don't know, can you explain why you need the reputation and what the problem with that is? I'm not familiar with how you're using it.
No, I'm using it as like if we in a theoretical and kind of practical sense, like what we have in the Advocates program, you have something like cred, something that a number that represents your contributions to a certain ecosystem. That is reputation, and this is at the moment this is linked to your BTC name, right? Which is kind of weird, right? Since as I said, it's just like right now we don't have that much level of power for that, you know, number or whatever reputation system that we might end up using as an ecosystem, but it's prone to the idea of it being, you know, sold is what I'm thinking. It might, as I said, it's an extremely pessimistic way of thinking about things. You know, just like wanted to throw that out there.
But why is it pessimistic? It sounds great. Markets are great.
For identities and reputation, I don't think so. Like it shouldn't be transferable. The reputation itself should not be transferable to another entity other than the person who earned that reputation, right? It's just like, it sounds like buying votes. As I said, it's just like I'm thinking ahead of time, you know, in terms of when we design a system that might be democratic, that might make the point of an identity or an address or whatever having this much power in a system prone to vote by buying votes and you know, having extremely undemocratic systems. I'm not super on democracy anyway. There I think might be some better bottom up systems that we can build, which is something that we're working on the governance lab. But yeah, I just wanted to mention that, you know, if we're like super on democracy, we can buy votes like on chain, which is not nice, I think. But that's like part of the thought that I had. If we depend on the BNS and on BNS for power, or on stack addresses for power or reputation, this might present a problem. Is what I'm saying.
It is my understanding that the BNS names are one part of the decentralized identity system on stacks, right? So you have the BNS name. The BNS name is a one-on-one mapping to your public key, but that's already the combination is already unique, right? And even if you trade it, that combination is no longer in existence. So if you trade the BNS name, do you really trade the reputation of the name together with that public key? Or you could even extend that, the BNS name can have a profile, right? A profile file on Atlas, I think it is. And there you can store even more information about yourself. I think that was used, right, to prove someone's identity, right? You have to hook up a Twitter account and maybe a LinkedIn account and your website.
So not to cut you off or not to stop the conversation, but I think this is going to hijack a bigger and, you know, more extensive conversation. But I think we can stop it just like the point that I'm making is that we should be careful yes. with reputation and decentralization with names and addresses. But yeah.
Pause. Can I ask you a question just for reference? Is sort of the core of the issue you're getting at is say that there is a decentralized exchange where you can trade NFTs, and then you're going to trade with me. So you see marvin.btc, and you're going to trade some NFT or whatever. Or you're very nice. You're going to gift me an NFT but on that platform. But in the meantime, I might have inadvertently sold marvin.btc for whatever reason. Large company came out, you know, showed up, offered me 5 million stacks for my name. I'm like, sure, that just happened. And then you're unaware of that. So you think like, okay, there's a trust factor there. This is marvin.btc because I know last week we had some interaction. But now that you're sending it, that's no longer the case. Is that sort of the core of the issue there where you think like, okay, you're trading something, but that is no longer actually the person that you're trading with. And then any sort of cred that I might have had is actually on my wallet and not connected to the name directly. Do I understand that correctly?
Yeah. Like the point that I'm making is just like we should be careful of attributing things to an NFT. Is what I'm saying. Like when you say that it could be attributed to an address, as I said, a more pessimistic way of just like selling the wallet itself, right? It's just like this needs to have careful design. Is what I'm saying.
Got it. To take it to another level, I mean, you don't even have to sell the wallet, right? I mean, like, for example, if Marvin.bbc has a lot of, like, reputation, and for some reason, let's just say it's impossible to sell the wallet, I can't, like, the seed is only in Marvin's head, I could just pay him, like, in a side channel, right? I mean, maybe Vitalik is paying Marvin right now.
Like, yeah, I could have a secret setup to sign messages with my key, exactly.
Like, I think this problem is just a problem we have, like, all the time. I mean, companies buy other companies for their reputation, and they destroy them. I mean, it's just, like, they buy people. Like, I don't know if we can solve that with technology.
And there are use cases where you want to sell it or transfer it, make it maybe even more secure or more decentralized. If Fritka Pool is run by several people, it might be better for the pool, but the name does not change, but the address changed. But on the other side, if I don't know, think my key is compromised, I want to change my address as well, but I'm still running the same person as running it. So there are two different sides for good and bad.
Yeah, I'm sorry, just like one point that you mentioned is that solving that with technology, if we can, we should. It's just like I think so. Like, this is all new, right? Like we're literally building shit from the ground up. There hasn't been a thing like Stacks like 4 years ago, and now we have it. There hasn't been BNS, and now we have it. But it's and I think it's just like a public blockchain and a public transactions, you know, might show that, okay, this person is no longer this person. Should we verify it with them? And all that. Just like, and it comes back to the conversation of trustless versus trustful communities, right? Where this is a trustful community. I see your face. I know who you are. I know your voice and all that. Versus like communities where just like people have pseudonyms, right? Even then, you can hear someone's voice, like Assyria, for example, right? You can see them on Twitter, they're in your mind. They're this person in Siberia Guild or that person in Bowtie thing, and all that links up into like a new identity of someone who you don't know, but you attribute some stuff to, like some work to, for example.
I'm going to try to make the conversation a little bit more concrete. I think that will help the people from the DEXs at least. I think this is a good question for Friedke. What can developers do right now that will use the BNS system, and how does it help build trust in an app, for example? Could you give an example, or could you elaborate on that?
No, I'm not the expert in trust, I think. But if you look at Zygl, the app is using the BNS name to find the block. So it gives some kind of easy access to data that is associated with a person. Is that what you meant?
Yeah, that's one of the examples. And you also mentioned you use it for Friedke pool.
Yeah, and not very actively.
All right.
I also use For this Katerman swap, I use the BNS name to identify a contract. So you can say Friedke.btc and then point contract name.
Yeah.
So you have some kind of association between Friedke and the contract.
All right. Does this mean the contract has the name, or does it mean the address where the contract resides has the name?
Well, the address, the app looks up the name and finds the address and then finds the contract.
All right. Are there any specific tools you could imagine that could help developers use BNS in their decentralized apps? Something that's not yet been built, for example, but you would like to see?
I can add some clarity to DEXs can do. So one of the things a DEX could do is they could distribute their app using DNS. It depends again how the DEX is built. So we've created a few protocols. One of them is the service protocol. Service protocol you can think of as just like sort of like similar to HTTP, where there's a client and a server. There's like some sort of server software, and what it just lets you do is it lets you pin a HTTP TLS certificate, and then like in the record for the BNS name, and then also lets you list like for example the records, like the A records, or the quad A records for where to find the server. Another way to distribute an app, which is sort of more like doesn't work at the moment, but it's sort of like it's conceptually there and like under development, is like to distribute if your app is just like a front end app, sort of like the types of block stack dApps we used to talk about, where it just all runs in the browser and is client side only. You could distribute that using a content hash and associating that with a BNS name. So imagine, for example, like, you know, you have your smart contracts that run that are like the business logic of your DEX, and you have this front end. You could distribute that like either through Gaia Hub, through Atlas if it's small, or like through IPFS or through some other method, and you could link that using the BNS name. And then you could also provide a mechanism so that when you ship a new version of that, your users can opt into whether or not they want to upgrade to that, or whether or not they like maybe your dex forks, right? And they're like, one team makes one UI, the other one makes another UI, and you can sort of like have a mechanism so that users know what code they're running. Right now, I think most dexes are run just like websites. Like you ship an update to your website, all your users get it. Like they don't know if what they're using today is what they're using tomorrow. They're not really looking under the hood to see the contracts. So that's sort of like directionally, I think, some of the things that dexes can do. Some of it is not entirely here today, but some of it is doable.
And Larry, what do you see as the most important steps to making that? Let's try to make it easy for the developer, right? Let's assume that the developer doesn't really know about BNS. They know about DEXs and they know about decentralized apps, but they don't really know how that that BNS system on Stacks, how that helps them or how they can utilize it. So how do we make that easy for them, or how do we make it a sort of if you're building a DEX, you have to use this. How can we instill that?
Well, we have to continue building the tooling for that to make that easy for people to use. I think right now some of the things we've talked about in the BNS working group are sort of like fundamental things that we have like problems with BNS, like the ability to only one name and things like that, and to transfer them. And I think it's probably a little early today for DEXs to be shipping their apps through it, but it's like something that like, I mean, I would like to see happen sort of in the next 6 months, but I still think we need to work on some of the fundamental things with BNS. I mean, to give everybody some background, BNS was sort of like put in the back burner, like with the Stacks 2.0 launch, and not really much has changed. I mean, actually, we've lost some functionality that we used to have between Stacks 1.0 and 2.0. I think that sort of getting like people together that want to work on this is one big thing, and providing a mechanism for them to work on it is actually what I'm thinking about a lot about right now. And I think that to say like, hey, what can you do today for DEXs is we really don't have much for you to do besides using the Stacks ID and then making it easy for people to log in with their names. I think that we have a lot of work to do with regards to distributing apps, at least front ends for apps through DEXs. Does that answer everybody's question or help at all?
That definitely answers mine, and I think that's very interesting to know. Marvin, do you have any idea how, for example, a writer would help trust on a DEX? Maybe explain briefly what the writer project does.
Sure. Well, I think Rider in itself is an extension of many things that we are coming up with today and working on today. So Rider is just going to be a hardware wallet for decentralized identities. So it will support whatever it is we're doing here. So YOLOCOM has done a lot of interesting things in terms of DIDs. Stacks has DIDs. We have BNS. So those are the things that Rider is going to support. So that wouldn't be much different in terms of using a DEX, because you either use Hero Wallet or you use a Rider. Should be the same. but at least how we're treating it internally is that names are an accessory to an address. So I personally believe that just like ENS, you should have the ability to own many names on one address. Makes sense to me. I know that's a heated debate, you know, for some people, but the way we were treating it is like you have an address and there's multiple names attached to it. So I have marvin.btc, and how we want to, or how we're going to do it with Rider is if you want to have that trust, just like how you would with PGP or something else, is that you're going to sign each other's keys. And that provides that trust that you have. So if you're going to interact with marvin.btc, there's an underlying address there that may change, right? Because I could trade the name, or I could become compromised. But if we've interacted before and we want to create a establish a higher level of trust between us, I would sign your public key and you would sign mine, and that's something that you would keep in your wallet or somewhere, and that's something that the writer would do. So that if you're interacting with me and I type in marvin.bdc and maybe I have it in an address book saying it belongs to this address, and then that changes, then the app can flag that and say like, hey, something has changed. Or if there's a different address, you know, say that I have an alternative address, my last name, Jansen.btc, you interact with that, the app can see like, hey, this is actually the same as Marvin's address, and I have a valid signature for that that includes this name as well. So I already know that this is trusted. That's how we're approaching this. So we just keep the address as being central to this, and all the names are accessories to that. To that address, and they might change or they might not. And then if you interact with my alternative name, Jansen.btc, which has the same address but no valid signature for it yet, you could request that again and be like, hey, I just want to establish that you are who you say you are. And then that would require an action on my part to actually, you know, to again sign that. But that's sort of the approach, which obviously is very similar to established systems and kind of certificates that Larry was talking about.
All right, very interesting. Sungmin, I was wondering if you have any more specific questions for your for your decks. For example, one of the things I saw you implement is certain coins or certain swaps in your decks. They are trusted, and then below that you have some coins that you're not certain about yet, or you have a lower level of certainty about how trustworthy the project is, or the coin the project is tied to. So is that something you would want to improve with decentralized identities, or do you have other ideas about what you could or would want to know about decentralized identities for building trust?
Yeah, short answer is yes.
Could you put your mic volume up
we were
a little
thinking
bit?
Thinking of maybe some kind of like a
could you put your mic volume up a bit more?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, is this better?
Okay, great. So we're thinking of maybe having like a multi-tiered representation of the trustworthiness of these tokens. So when you think about Uniswap, unless you're like DAI or something, there's selected few, in general, your token do not show in the UI anyway. You don't show it at all. But like, we're a really small ecosystem right now. There are not that many projects. And also at the same time, I want to find a way to like bring in the community as much as possible. But the way Clarity is right now, it's just, if you want to make it permissionless, it's kind of almost impossible to, I mean, not just stacks, anything else, like, you know, Ethereum same too. Unless you like go through every single line of a code of a particular token and make sure it's, you can't do any revoke or none of that, you know, there's no way of you protecting investors from the weird stuff. And even if the token code is perfectly fine, you can't stop somebody to do some kind of rug pull, you know, that has nothing to do with the code security. So it's not something that you can do in automatic means, at least not yet. So if we could somehow tie that into some kind of like a manual reviewing process, one of which could be Stacks Accelerator, you know, already went through a lot of process, so that's already clear, like fine. But what else can we do? If there's something we can do to somehow identify someone or a group of people with some reputable identification, I really like the fact that if someone want to be anonymous, they can be using blockchain. I think it's really important that we have this freedom to choose to be anonymous if you want to be. But if we can be anonymous, but at the same time, kind of show some kind of integrity that's not easily transferable, but when it's transferable, at least let people know the moment it happens. So like, selling single person's passphrase won't just, you know, make it happen. Maybe it could be like multiple people, like some kind of confirmation happens like every so often, something like that. I don't know. If there's some way of doing it, then I think this could dramatically boost the credibility of this newly minted projects. At the same time, allow people to, you know, just be anonymous if they want to. I think that could be something, if we solve this issue that, you know, we talked about in the very beginning of this conversation, that only Stacks ecosystem could have, you know, having this deep-rooted user-owned internet stuff since the very beginning.
Can I ask a question? So we have limited time. I know some people have to leave now. I also have to run to dinner very soon. But it'd be very helpful to know, like, okay, so we've heard, like, reputation is, like, a really important thing that, like, DEXs would love, like, somehow BNS to solve with. Like, I brought up distribution of apps, like the front-end apps. I don't know how important that is to DEXs. I guess it sounds like it's not as important as, like, reputation. Are there any other, like, things that we could hear, like, that way, I mean, at least I can collect these and bring them back to the BNS working group and say, like, this is what's important for DEXs. Like, besides those two things, like, is there anything else that's like, hey, BNS should solve this for me?
I think that's an interesting one for Philip. Do you have anything to add to that from your perspective from Arcadico?
Not immediately. I can run you really quickly through what we have done so far in terms of trust. So we, as you probably knew, we launched in a way where anyone, literally anyone, could add a token. That did not end well. We got exploited there, I think due to incompetence on our side largely, but also due to not understanding completely what, you know, what the implications were of allowing everyone. Anyway, that has happened. And so we have moved since then to a DAO-like approach where if someone wants to add their pair, they just launch a Arcadico governance proposal. And that is a form of trust that ultimately I think could be something, you know, that BNS solves as well. Because in some sense, trust can be replicated through a DAO, through governance, but also, as I think as Haas mentioned in the beginning, through a BNS name. Anyway, so we are in some sense maybe even already replicating a BNS-like system where now you go through the Arcadico DAO instead of maybe through some BNS entity or whatever that has some kind of power or is recognized within the community. I don't know if that helps, but that's how we approach it. For me, it's not a really, you know, not a big problem today, to be honest, because most people that approach the DAO and that start a governance, we've had two in the last week, they simply have no liquidity. And without liquidity, you have a lot of slippage, and then people don't have a great trading experience anyway. So I think before this really becomes a pressing issue, Stacks has to grow. So for me, it's not an issue in the next 3 months or so. But it might become an issue, yeah, somewhere next year. That's just my two cents.
Thank you, Philip. Yeah, that's very helpful, I think. That's also to know where the priorities lie, right? I think that's a good to know, too.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Haas, do you have something to add? Go ahead.
So I think we can shift the burden to the user. And hear me out here. So there are, you know, literally some agreed upon tokens out there. Deco, USDA, Stacks, stuff, other stuff. You know, the tokens that we know in Arcadico, for example, and the tokens that we know in StackSwap, you know, the name of the token, we know that. So first rule, there shall not be tokens other than the simples that exist. So if there was another token that exists with the same name, that shall not be added. It doesn't need any trust or anything. So we can put that outside. So the burden of trading new contracts or creating new pairs, it can be shifted to the user. And hear me out here. You have a permissionless DEX where you add tokens, and I might be missing some point here. So just hear me out, and you can correct me later. So somebody adds liquidity for a pair, for example, and that pair is, for example, it could be Deco. Nope, sorry, we have Deco already. Create a new token. So for that, we don't have that problem anymore of somebody copying the name of the contract. The second thing, so if somebody, for example, Deco V2, for example, they can do that. Why not? You know, why the fuck not? And they did that and added a token, and it's on the contract, and it's on StackSwap. Do not show the token StackSwap unless somebody explicitly adds it in their local cache. How could that be done? And so I thought about something like, let me share it in the DID. So the link structure could look something like this. So somebody, if you check the DID chat, I sent the link StackSwap/@token. You have a query parameter, contract ID, and blah, blah, blah. This can be stored locally. And how can we add that, or how can we access that link? Where should that link be? It should be on Deco, for example. Deco is not going to do that, of course, because they're official and they're popular. But Nothing token, for example, the Nothing token, somebody can add the Nothing token by clicking on that link and explicitly adding that token to be one of the listed pairs, right? And you don't have the problem of trust anymore, because nobody can trade things except if they explicitly allow that token to be on their list. You know, you can even store it in some sort of in Gaia if you want. If you want to do that, you can not give a fuck and just keep it in local storage. I'm up for both of these, to be honest. But you know, think about it. You don't have the burden of trust anymore. I think about it in terms of like a group of people, and trust in a group of people or trust in a person might be the wrong way to think about it, or the wrong approach. You could just like, well, what do you think, user? Do you trust this token? Do you want to trade this token on our platform? We leave that to you. Just don't have that burden on yourself. You're a DEX. You're literally decentralized. If you go down that path of trust and centralization, I think it would just like going to be, why not just go to Binance? And I'm not saying that criticism. I'm just like trying to point out that we might be at this point in time making a difficult decision that might just be the breaking point into something really bad at the end of the road. But yeah, thanks for listening.
Thank you for that insight. It's very interesting.
Yeah, I like the idea. And I, just this morning, I read about Bitcentium fault agreement. So where you have not one central list of agreed, like verified properties, but decentralized. And you have an overlay of groups that agree on a certain list, a smaller list, and by this overlap, so you create this this trust or this list of tokens, let's say, by adding one that you trust in your local group, as you said, and then by another group has the same list but partly overlapping members of the group between different groups. Doesn't make sense? No.
So I wasn't talking about actual groups, but
no, I mean, it's a good idea. So I want to extend the idea of the local cache to smaller groups. And then by having members, so individuals being part of several groups, you get the whole network covered. So that could be a decentralized solution to that.
Yes, and you can like have a public file on Gaia, you know, yourself, and you can share that. And that can be the group itself, you know. It's like, okay, we're going to submit this to Gaia and omit this to Gaia. We can just like share one file, and this would be awesome.
And then you link with other files through the name. You look up through the name where the file is of the other user, and then you have a list of, you get your friends' files, and then you compile your own list from that.
Yeah, one practical thing people would see, for example, is that Friedke, Haas, and I, we all trust nothing, and nobody else in the ecosystem trusts it. So that should tell you, stay away from this coin.
Yeah, I think that's a really good idea. And the BNS can really help. To build that, I think we need just getting back the features that we had. So I'm working with Hero to fix the signing issues that we currently have, also with Saigo. So if you're interested, then yeah.
Sorry, which signing issues?
So if you look up a profile and you need that to get the file of a user, then BTC names can't be looked up because the profiles are signed with the wrong key.
Oh, right. Yeah. Remember that. Oopsie.
But I think we now have a solution that works also with backwards compatibility and...
That's great that you're working on.
We're back to normal.
That's nice. Are there any more questions in the public? Peter, do you have any thoughts or ideas about this? I think you have a unique perspective as well. Your mic is still muted.
No, only that it sounds like it's not a high priority. But why is it not a high priority? I think you've given some of the reasons. But for you, Werner, it's still a high priority. So
yeah, for me, it's still a high priority. And I think that's because the reason I got involved in Stax is because of the decentralized identities and the problems... at least I thought it would solve. And I think the idea or my understanding has changed as well. But the two fundamental ideas of what BNS name can do, it's a strongly owned name and it's human readable. And I think those things stand as they do right now. And I think it can be used across all the decentralized apps on Stax. And I think that has a lot of value. But as long as developers of decentralized apps don't really care about it, then it won't have that value. It'll only have the value if it becomes adopted. So I'm looking at, okay, what is needed to get to that level? And trying to do these sessions to make that known more generally, at least within Stax.
Probably an event.
Yes, there's definitely also going to be an event. And I think we need a lot of drums and and hype also to get those BNS names.
Good hype, though.
To everyone, yes, definitely.
Yeah. So I don't know, you know, I guess it brings us back to the idea that you had of having an auction, because an auction would be an event, but
yeah.
You know, you need to build up to that.
Yeah. So there's definitely going to be a really cool auction for a BNS name, and it's coming soon, but probably a little...
Well, as soon as you'd like, I think.
a little bit more in the future, because I do want to make sure that at least the DEXs that are building right now on Stacks are ready to at least make a bid on a cool BNS name. And I will inform more people about that soon. That's definitely going to happen. Yeah. All right. If there are no more questions, I think we can end the session here. And I want to thank you all for joining and adding to the conversation. I really like that. Thank you.
Welcome to Built on Bitcoin.
I know that things don't always go your way, but I'll be right here.